People living in the homeless encampment under I-5, known as the jungle, have been getting a lot of visitors. City-organized outreach workers are helping them move out, suggesting where they can go next. But if residents move to a different encampment, the way the city treats them can really change. KUOW's Kate Walters has been reporting on the jungle. She says the city has protocols in place for working with people who live in unauthorized homeless encampments. So is the city following its own protocols?
Outside of the jungle, the short answer is basically no. So, yeah, there are protocols in place. They're supposed to give enough warning. They're supposed to have outreach workers. They're supposed to store people's belongings. But what we're seeing is that, for instance, outreach workers often aren't present at the camps when they're cleared out. And we've heard this from advocates. We've seen this in some of the reporting done by the Seattle Times on this issue. And people are saying, essentially, if outreach workers aren't there, then they can't tell people what their options are, where they can go, what the alternative is to staying in this unauthorized camp they've been calling home. So people are just being moved on. One of the other issues that we're running into is that people's belongings are being thrown out, mainly because it's kind of hard to tell sometimes. Something that you or I might think is rubbish, something that a crew member cleaning up a site might think is totally worthless, could be one of the few things that this person still owns. And so while the city is supposed to store belongings that have value, finding out what has value and what doesn't is kind of based on person to person, and a lot of people are losing their things.
Is that situation any different when it comes to this very well-known encampment, the jungle under I-5?
Very, very different. So, I mean, look at what we've seen in the jungle. Since the shootings there and since this became very high profile, we've seen months of outreach. We've seen workers helping people pick their things up and move their things, taking a lot of care. We've seen people offered housing, mental health help. We've seen them offered addiction treatment services. We're seeing a whole lot of care taken with people living in this one particular camp. And compared to the unauthorized camps outside the jungle in the other areas of the city, they're being treated with kid gloves in the jungle compared to everywhere else.
Why would these encampments be treated differently?
Well, it seems to come down to attention, really. There's been intense attention and scrutiny of everything that's happened in the jungle since the shootings there in January. So you're seeing the city paying attention when there's pushback. You've got the media looking at it, the public looking at it. You've got advocates and homeless people who are living in the jungle raising their voices. We've seen the city walk back some of the policies that weren't popular. They're saying, all right, we're not going to go in and arrest people. They've even set up a temporary site right next to the jungle for people who don't want to move out of the area or are hesitant to leave the jungle where they've been living. So it's sort of a micro lens that we've been seeing where all of the attention's been focused there and the rest of the city's essentially been ignored to a great extent. You know, but like we said, attention makes a big difference, and we've been seeing more attention given to these sweeps and how they're being conducted of late. So that's really brought a spotlight on it. We've seen advocates raising their voices, as they have been for months, but also the Seattle Times did a deep dive look at how these sweeps are working and came up with the conclusion that they're not working very well, and that seems to have sort of lit a fire under the city.
We were talking about this disparate treatment. People don't get treated the same if they're in the jungle or outside it. Why is that important?
It matters because the vast majority of homeless people in Seattle live outside the jungle. And if people living in these other unauthorized camps aren't being reached by services, they're not being reached by outreach workers, they're not being given the same options that we're seeing people in the jungle being given, then we're not going to get them off the street and we're not going to be able to help solve the problem in Seattle. So it essentially becomes this sort of sad, oversized version of the shell game where you're just sort of chasing people from one location to another without giving them a way to get out.
As you said, more attention apparently is being paid to unauthorized homeless encampments. So now that we're watching, what are you going to be looking for, Kate?
Well, we've seen some changes come about already. The mayor has acknowledged that there are issues with the way these cleanups are happening. He's convened a task force to look at this because Seattle loves its task forces. Mm-hmm. And he said that a member of the city's Office for Civil Rights will be, you know, monitoring these cleanups as we move forward. So someone will be there to make sure we're actually going to do what we're saying we're doing. So outreach workers are coming by, belongings are being stored, all of that sort of thing. But I think the big thing to watch moving forward is the fact that advocates still aren't satisfied by this response from the city. They're still saying, you know what, you're not going far enough, more needs to be done. And they really want to see the same kind of care and attention and focus being given to the jungle applied to the rest of the city. So I think that's going to be the area to watch moving forward. What are advocates going to come back with and what's going to happen next?
Kate Walters is a producer for The Record. She's been reporting on the jungle and on homelessness in Seattle. She mentioned the Seattle Times piece looking at homeless camp sweeps outside the jungle. We're tweeting that piece out right now at KUOW. As for the jungle itself, that homeless camp has existed for decades, by some accounts since the 1930s. Kate and KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols have been reporting on the history and the future of the jungle. We are tweeting out a link to their coverage now as well. Join us on Twitter at KUOW.